We are going to be hearing this morning from a group from the Teen Challenge Ministry down in Syracuse. I think I ought to give you a little bit of an explanation as to how this connection, this contact was made. Years ago, when I had first begun a very long ministry in Grant, Michigan, I had our community missions director, Carol Veltkamp, who came to me and said, "Pastor, what would you think about having a group from Teen Challenge come up to the church and share their ministry?" I had no problem with that. I didn't really know that much about Teen Challenge, and so we went ahead and we brought them in. And I began to hear words of powerful testimony. One of the men who was in the choir loft as they were giving testimonies that day, I found myself thinking, boy, I recognize that guy. I know who he is. And then finally it occurred to me that he had been the sports anchor at the local ABC affiliate in Grand Rapids. I wondered what had happened to him. He'd gotten wrapped up in drugs, and he'd become a cocaine addict, and he was sharing his testimony of transformation through the power of Jesus Christ. And so after that, we just had that that Teen Challenge in Muskegon, Michigan, send groups about every other year. And I found myself fascinated with it, because the fact of the matter is, Teen Challenge is far and away the most effective ministry in this country in terms of helping deliver people from drug and alcohol abuse. And so there are so many powerful stories that I've heard, people who have come out of difficult backgrounds and so on. God is able to transform lives. Now, my feeling was that God is calling Pulaski Wesleyan to reach out into the community in a bit of a different way. I'm not that interested, frankly, at this point in my life, in just collecting good folk. I'm far more interested in seeing God do works of transformation in people's lives. And I'm far more interested in seeing a work of transformation through the community. How many of you knew that we had some drug problems in this community? Yes, you would have to be from not in the community, I think, to not realize that. And so my prayer and my thought was, I would like to introduce this ministry to you and have you be listening as I am listening, not only to what God is doing in their lives, but to what it is that is being done that makes that possible, so that we can, in a sense, receive the anointing of God and the equipping of God to carry out that same kind of work in this community and beyond. And so please welcome the men from Teen Challenge.
Thank you, Pastor. My name is David Pilch. I feel like a Wesleyan, and we're global. Teen Challenge is all over the world, so. But we appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning and share with you. Teen Challenge started. Many of you have heard of the book or read the book or seen the movie The Cross and the Switchblade. Has anyone? And when I was in grade school, it came out in the 1960s as a movie, and my parents didn't want me to see it because it showed someone shooting drugs in it. And little did I know that someday I would be doing this. But later in high school, drugs, because that's what happened, the gangs started getting into drugs, and then there were no gangs. It was all people on drugs. But the first home that they started, because the people that were getting saved had no place to live and they were falling back into drugs. And so he started the first teen, he called it Teen Challenge, and that was in 1958 they started in Brooklyn. And the home is still there, 444 Clinton Ave. And we celebrated, I think it was 2008, 50 years. And this year, our center opened 40 years ago, in 1974. So this year is our 40th year, and we have a special book out back too that we'd like you to help yourself to. But the guys come in, and we take young men from all over, and all over really the Northeast. We have some guys local. As a matter of fact, Pastor, when you were talking, I was just thinking, one of our guys that came in the program last year from Camden, Camden's not too far, right, from here, and he is a fascinating story. You guys know Josh Wines, and Josh's came into, I think he was in the hospital or something to get help, because he was involved in drugs and drinking everything, and his friends, he said, I would have been with them that night, and they went out driving drunk, smashed the car, they were all killed, and his life was spared. And he came to Teen Challenge knowing that God, he would have been with them that night, he would have been dead. And he knew that God had a plan, a purpose for his life. And he went through the whole program, and it's a 14-month program. There are usually 4 months in Syracuse, and then 10 more months at our training center in Rearsburg, Pennsylvania, the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch Mennonite country. And not too far off of 81, where it branches off to 78. So Josh finished the whole program, and now he's come back, and he's helping us out. And then I believe in January, he starts school in Word of Life. And so God has his hand on him, and we want to have the Lord's hand on our lives, don't we? And we have to learn to keep following him, and that's why it's the best place to be on Sunday or whenever we can to be with God's people, to be with believers. Amen. I'm going to have the guys come on up and help me. We want to sing a song, a medley of songs. Gee, I wish we could learn. We got to learn Help Wanted, huh? That was great. I love the kids singing that. That was great. I'm going to put this here. Thank you. We like to sing at Teen Challenge. We have chapel every day, Monday through Thursday. And the guys have something. We're teaching them the songs. And we're teaching them the older songs of the church. And a lot of times, especially nowadays, people don't know some of them. So I feel like, you know, these are important. The words are important. It has great theology, has a great message, and they have great tunes. So you probably know all these songs, and feel free to join in and sing with us.
Away. sins away. You took my sins away.
Jesus, hallelujah, we give him the glory. It was at the cross where we saw the light, amen. And the light is still shining, and it's still shining so people can find Jesus. And these guys are finding Jesus. And that's what happens at Teen Challenge. So I started the last service on that side, so we ran out of time. So the guys like to preach. So, John, we'll start with you, all right?
How are you guys doing? My name is John. I'm from the Poconos. When I was growing up, my family was a religious Roman Catholic. At an early age, my mother passed away, and then my dad kind of fell out of the faith. After that, I pretty much had, a normal life. Everything wasn't too bad. It's only when I started at college, when I started getting into heavy drinking, binge drinking, I was going out pretty much every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just didn't know how to say no, wouldn't stop drinking, got myself into some trouble, and eventually I felt like I had to do something about it. So I found somebody that was in the program, and they had a great success with it, so I looked into the program, and came here and started worshiping God, and ever since then, I feel like He's doing some great things in my life. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Evan. I'm 18. I'm from St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, kind of by Pittsburgh, but growing up, I struggled with bullying. I was being bullied a lot, and I just wasn't fitting in, and didn't have a dad really to look up to and stuff, so always looking to my older friends, and when I hit high school, I tried to fit in a little too much, and started using drugs, started out with marijuana, progressed, and I liked school, and I did all right in there, and had a lot of good things lined up for me, and then I decided that there's better things for me out in the world, and I didn't need school anymore, so I dropped out of school, and that came out to be a pretty bad mistake. I ended up going down the wrong path, selling stuff to just, you know, complete that void in my my life, and ended up falling into a cocaine addiction, and it slowly progressed, and by the tail end of being 17, I was in and out of jail, and recently I was in jail, and I heard about a teen challenge. I didn't really want to do it. It sounded rough. Sounded like 14 months was a long time, you know. I couldn't smoke, nothing like that, and I wasn't about it, but, you know, someone laid it down, you know, like, this is your last, this is all you got, man. It's either this or the big house, and so I decided to come here, and what a choice it was, because God's doing such a great work in my life, and I can't wait to see what he has in store for me at such a young age, and I'm just glad that I was able to come here and not continue down the wrong path, you know.
Amen. Thanks, Adam.
My name is Matt. I'm from Saranac, Lake Placid area. I came into the program pretty angry. Had a lot of unresolved anger issues. When I was 21, I got saved. Did my drug bit before I came into the program. Got saved. I was in the ministry for a little while, and I just recently got married last year. And went pretty hard in the ministry, and kind of lost focus of my marriage and my daughter, and the enemy just kind of ate me up, and it got to the point where I had to do something with these issues that I've been struggling with for a while, and me and my wife were praying, and got word from my mother about Teen Challenge, and I've just seen them throughout the years. Growing up in church, my parents were in the ministry, and decided to give it a shot, and I've been in the program for about 3 months now, and the Lord's been restoring my marriage, restoring my relationship with my daughter, getting letters from them saying they want their husband back, they want daddy back, and it's just been really cool to see.
Amen.
So, can't wait to see where God brings me.
Good morning. My name is Freddie. I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. I grew up in a broken home. My father was addicted to alcohol. It didn't really dawn on me how much that affected me, my family, until I started getting into my teens. And I started seeing that we were broken than everybody else, and my family was just different. So with no father figure in the home, I went out into the, you know, hanging out with my friends to the street, and we just got into the wrong things. Got into a gang, a lot of violence, a lot of drugs, just a life of sin. And when I was 24, my best friend was murdered. And at that point, I probably should have turned to God, but I just turned away from him more, and I was heading on the wrong path harder than ever. But when I was like 27, by his mercy and grace, I came to know him, gave my life to the Lord. Things started turning around for me. I met a beautiful girl that she became my wife. Got two boys, 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And I vowed that I was never going to be like my father. I was going to be a good father and a good husband. But things started happening in my life, and I turned back to my old ways. And little by little, I started losing everything. My family, my apartment, started being just like how my father couldn't hold my family down. I couldn't hold my family down. But by the grace of God, my pastor, my youth pastor, his cousin went to Teen Challenge, and they told me about it. So I didn't want to go there. It was a 14-month program, but I had nowhere else to go but to turn to God. And I know that he wants me to break the chains from my history. I can't be like my father. I have to stand up and let God be my father. And we're here now, standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
And thank God for Team Challenge.
Pastor Dave always tells a story about me when I got there, so
you can tell it.
I'm
going to
tell it.
You know.
I'm going to tell it this time. All right. My name is Eric Roberts. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The day I came to Teen Challenge, I didn't know I was coming to Teen Challenge. My mother and my aunt and a friend of mine, I don't know where I thought we were going. I had no idea, but I didn't want to come to Teen Challenge. I heard about it, and 14 months, and I'm like, "What? I can't do it." And I had a whole bunch of different reasons why. I didn't want to get a haircut. I didn't want to shave. I didn't want to leave. God bless me with a couple companies, and I didn't want to leave them. Who's going to run those? And my mom said, well, God gave them to you. Don't you think God could take care of me? I'm like, well, how is God going to get me customers? And I had a bunch of different excuses. So we finally made it to Teen Challenge. And like I said, I didn't want to shave. I didn't want to get a haircut. I was in drugs for a long time since I was in eighth grade. I thought I was cool. I thought the people doing drugs were cool. Just a typical scenario of everything going on in my life. My wife transitioned to heaven about 2 years ago, and I grew up in the church, so I knew what God was all about. And then I really turned against God. I thought God had it out for me, and I think that my wife going to heaven was just a way for him to say, God's taken everything away from me to make me a stronger man so I could preach the gospel to someone else going through my similar situation. If God was able to do it for me, he's able to do it for anyone. Pastor Dave made all these allowances for me. I didn't have to shave, so there went that excuse. He didn't make me get a haircut at first, so there went that excuse. And then my mom became the business manager for my company, so there went that excuse. So God took care of everything, and just told me if you want life to be anything better than the crap that it is right now, this is what you have to do. So I thank God that him working through Pastor Dave and Teen Challenge that I'm going to be a better man, and God has got me on the right path now.
Hi everyone, my name is Steven. I'm from Chittenango, New York. I'm 20 years old. And before I came to Teen Challenge, I didn't really know too much about God. I mean, my parents divorced when I was 5. That's when they stopped going to church. So that's when, obviously, I stopped going to church. And my parents didn't really like each other. They fought in courts for custody of me and my sisters for just about the whole time that up until we were all 18. And I started using drugs around the age of 14, just when I started high school. I started with marijuana. And I don't know, just slowly progressed from there, trying one after another. And I made a life choice to try and better my life. I joined the Army right after I graduated high school, and it was working out pretty good up until I came back home from finishing up training. The first night I got home, I got back into drugs, and every day from there on until a couple months ago when I joined Teen Challenge was just a downward spiral. It, more like a blur. I can't really remember most of it because of, I guess I didn't really want to remember it. And the day I came to Teen Challenge, or a couple of days before, my grandfather told my dad about it. My grandfather's actually good friends with Pastor Dave over there, and he told my father about it. He said that, you can come here, it's better than going to jail. And I said, okay, I'll go. But the night before, or a couple of days before that, I was trying to get into rehabs, but I couldn't. My insurance wouldn't cover it, so I was sleeping outside because my family didn't trust me enough for me to stay in the house. And so the day came, me and my father went to a teen challenge to try and get a feel of it, see what it was all about. And we got there around noon, checked it out, and then we left. I packed all my bags, came back around 6 o'clock, and it was just all uphill from there. And probably it was about the third day I was in teen challenges. A volunteer named Don, he asked me if I wanted to go to a place in Cicero. It's called the Healing Rooms, where you go there, you ask for prayer, you say what you need prayer for, and they pray over you. And I told him that I would like to come to know God more. And
amen.
I ended up getting saved that in that healing room session, my third day in Teen Challenge. And ever since then, I feel something inside me slowly filling up every single day. It gets a little bit more full in there. And I don't know, it just feels great to finally know God and try and live for Him. And when I get done with Teen Challenge, I just hope that I can continue to live for Him and just try and make Him proud of me.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Jeffrey Bleeker. I'm 31 years old. I'm from Cicero, New York. I had a pretty normal childhood. One of my first memories, though, was I was 10 years old. I had a swimming pool accident. The doctor compared it to stubbing your finger with my neck. I was partially paralyzed, but I remember laying on the bottom of the pool and having a voice telling me that I was supposed to live and have greater things in life. And that has carried with me, but I never knew what I was supposed to do. Went to college. I first went to St. John's University in Jamaica, Queens, and was a very good student. I've always been good at school. I transferred out of St. John's because that freshman year of mine was very difficult. It was during 2001 with 9/11. All that within the city of New York was very hard to me, and at that same time is when the memories of being sexually abused and raped at 4 years old came back. And for the next almost 10 years of my life, I didn't tell anybody about it. I used alcohol to suppress those memories, and over the course of those years, I got myself arrested 4 times for DWI, and had been in and out of rehabs, and nothing worked. But it was all part of God's plan, and God brought me to the point of meeting a woman who I can now say is my girlfriend, who was a Christian, and with dating her, she started me to get to go to church. And if you'd have known me back then, I would have wanted nothing to do with church, and I was raised Catholic, and I felt that God had abandoned me, and I had walked away from God. And she got me to start going to church, and about 3 years ago, I did become saved, but I wasn't willing to fully give myself to God and allow forgiveness because of what happened to me when I was 4. And just a few weeks ago, I finally was able to ask for forgiveness and allow God into my life fully to take away that free forgiveness. And it couldn't be without Teen Challenge. I couldn't be here today without coming into this program. It wasn't my decision to come here. Wasn't my plan. I got a letter from my girlfriend's father who put it nicely, they're not exactly the biggest fans of me. But he told me about this place, and I came here. And I remember discussing this with my girlfriend and her telling me that she's like, I think this is a good idea, you know, that's something you should think about doing. But a voice in my head told me that, no, Jeff, this isn't something you should think about doing. This is something you should do for you. And I knew right then and there I was coming here. And granted, it took a few weeks to get into the program, but I've been here ever since. And I'm very happy to be here, so thank you, Pastor Dave.
Amen.
So.
Thank you, Jeff. Listen, so like you have to do the Reader's Digest version. Right. Yeah, do the Reader's Digest version.
Hi, my name's Zach. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm 27 years old. I've been struggling with addiction since I was about 12 years old, and you know, they're not lying when they say it's a progressive disease, you know, and it progressed into, you know, spending half of my adult life in prison, and the half that I was out was nothing but rehabs and institutions. I mean, come close to death many times. I lost, you know, all my family's trust, you know. My drug was heroin, and it's quick to take everything away from you. It really is. I mean, I was at the point where I would do anything, you know, to not be without it. I would rather be with my drug than with my family. And Teen Challenge was suggested to me from my older sister, and who is a Christian, and with the support of her and my girlfriend at the time and my mom, they got me here to Teen Challenge, and I really did find God for the first time, and I'm seeing seeing His works in my life, you know, and I don't know, it's just three months ago, I'd have never even came near a church, you know, and now I'm, you know, up here on stage in front of a congregation. It's nerve-wracking, it is, but it's God's will, and I thank Him every day, you know, for leading me to where I am now, you know. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thanks. I just want to have the guys just say their name. One of the things that we appreciate, especially one of the last global partners, was the older couple whose passion is to pray. And so maybe some of you people would choose one of our guys to pray for. So let me just give you their names.
Zach.
Jeff.
Stephen.
Eric.
Freddie. Matt.
Evan.
John.
All right, thank you, guys. Be seated. One of the things that that's great about working at Teen Challenge is that I have the privilege of being an agent of the Holy Spirit and offer hope. That's wonderful. To offer hope to someone that doesn't have hope is like a dream job. You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. And I like what one of our guys said one time, and I think it's in our new book here. I think the quote is in there. But he said, "I used to be a dope addict with no hope. Now I'm a hope addict with no dope." And I like the way he put that. And you see, the problem with drugs really isn't the problem. We all think it's the problem, but it really is not. And as you listen to the testimonies, you can see there's deeper issues that have to be resolved, that the blood of Jesus has to cleanse us from. And sometimes it's someone else's problems, or sometimes we choose to go the wrong way and get involved in something. But you can also see that you should have no other gods before you. And we heard from Zach that heroin became everything to him. He wanted heroin. And that's what happens when you get involved. And of course, you know, people that not just drugs, alcohol, and other things as well. So, but doing drugs is really like it's stupid, okay? Because it looks good at first and it feels good at first, but once it gets you, it won't let you go, and you become a slave. And no one wants to be a slave. And it's the same thing as sin. All right. The definition of sin, of course, the Bible definition, for all have sinned and fallen short. So it's falling short of the glory of God. But there's a definition that I like to use too. It's the high cost of low living. And anytime we choose that, it doesn't make sense. God has a better plan. The guys come to Teen Challenge. They're learning the Word of God. We have 14-unit classes that we take. It's a national curriculum. Last week was obedience to God. This week will be obedience to man. There's a one on temptations. There's a unit on failure. There's a unit on loving and accepting myself. You know, the Bible says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, but to love your neighbor, how? As you love yourself, right? So there's so much that the Bible, it teaches us how to live. It's the roadmap. The guys are learning it. That's what Teen Challenge is all about. It's one of the songs that we sing, one of the old hymns says, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. And that's what we try to do at Teen Challenge. In our book here, we list a lot of the churches that support us. I'm trying to double our list. I'm hoping next year that we can add to it. And we appreciate your help. It's expensive to do what we do. Everything just seems to go up, especially insurance. You have to have you have to have fire insurance. You got to have liability insurance. It just goes down the line. But God is good and He's faithful. And one of the things that we do is that we have a workforce development operation. So we were out in Fayetteville this past week raking leaves. We were at the Central Square Apple Festival in September, the end of September. Remember, Eric? And Eric was there, and Evan, I think you were there with us, and Matt, and we had a great time selling apple crisp. We made apple crisp, and then for the third year, we did the cleanup on Monday afterwards, and that was like all day. But they sent us a check for $1,000, and so they were very generous. But we do a lot of different things like that to. We're not just waiting around for God to send the money. The Bible says faith without works is what? It's dead. All right? So we're busy. We're doing things. But we're trusting God as well. We love sharing. Pastor, thank you for inviting us and having a vision for us to share. God bless. Thank you. I was going to share one verse. Let me just I'll share the verse. And it's Psalm 1. Because to me, that helps all of us. We all need Psalm 1. It's the first Psalm. Why is it the first Psalm? Because it has a great message. Okay? Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Right? Those who aren't following God. And the world is always trying to influence us, isn't it? The world's trying to get us to buy in, to think like them, to act like them. Because if we think like them, we will act like them. And so, blessed is man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. And I noticed, as you meditate upon the word, you begin to see how it fits in to the world. You begin to see how many comedians, especially late night television, which I don't stay up to watch, but occasionally once in a while I'll see something. And I said, they're just making fun. They're mocking Christians. They're mocking the what's right. They're making fun of it all the time. And am I going to sit there and watch it? No. You know, because I'm not going to be what the Bible says to be. The Bible says, but his delight, the things that makes him happy, the things that he loves. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, his word, the word of God, he meditates. He thinks about it day and night. And so then it goes on and talks about the blessing, being that tree that's planted by the streams of water, which can grow into a big tree, and it can have good fruit. And what do you do with fruit? You give it away. You share it. And that's why I say I love that Teen Challenge is a ministry of hope. We're giving away hope. People come to us hopeless. And that's why they come, because no one thinks there's any hope. This, nothing's good. People are crying. You know how many families you see them when they come in, they're crying. And Eric, your family was crying. Not because they're going to miss you, but but because of all his excuses. Right? And it was terrible. But I knew if we could get past the excuses, we could win Eric. And you know what? He's worth winning. And he's worth fighting for. And he's worth standing on the promises for. Because that's what it's about. You're standing on the promises. And so, but we're able to offer that hope. And what you know what they find when they come to Teen Challenge? They find love. All right, that's the most important thing. How many guys agree that you found love? All right, well, they could say, well, you better agree. No. All right. But they really did. They find that God is there, that he loves them. The staff loves you. Some of the graduates are too harsh, and I'm working on that, okay, because they love you too much, all right? But they find love, and love is healing. And Jesus said, he talked about love, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. How? Because you love one another. And that's one of the greatest things, is see the guys help each other and love each other, and it's just wonderful. And then the last thing we're trying to teach them is the Word. And the Bible says, when you learn the Word of God, what happens to you? You get full of faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So they're getting full of faith. So let me just sum up my sermonette. The Bible says there's faith, hope, and love. But there's faith, hope, and love, and the greatest is what?
Love.
And so that's what we're trying to teach. That's our message. That's what we're preaching. And but thank you, Pastor. Thank you for letting us be here, and we appreciate that. Yeah.
I felt that God impressed it on my heart in the first service that we ought to have some specific prayer partners for the men who are here today. And so I'm going to do as I did in the first service and ask you guys if you will kind of stretch out here across the front of the sanctuary. They need prayer support, not just in a general sense, but a very specific sense. And so I would like for you, if God has laid one of these guys on your heart as they've shared their testimonies, to come up here by that person, and we're going to lay hands on them, we're going to pray for them. So if God has laid one on your heart, go ahead and come. Hey, don't be fighting over them. Heavenly Father, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for the power of God to bring transformation in lives. And Lord, I really, really pray that today that these men would not only understand that you are wishing to deliver them and you're wishing to transform their lives, but that you are wishing to transform other lives through them. That each one of these men who is standing here represents the possibility over a period of years of winning literally hundreds of people to Christ. And so I would just ask that you would put your hand on them, that you would anoint them that you would shield them and guard them and protect them, but that you would also put a burning passion within their hearts, that they would not be content with receiving your grace and then not passing that along, but that they would be used by you to intersect people at the point of their pain, to be able to share their story of hope and of transformation and of the power of the gospel unto life. And so I just pray that right now that you would enter in, that you would enter in deeply, that you would enter in very thoroughly. And Lord, I pray for those of us who right now are laying hands on, that it will not be one and done, that we won't be praying a single time and then forgetting, but that we would be maintaining a relationship through prayer with these men that could last for all of eternity. We thank you in your name. Amen.